Welcome back, everybody, to this special episode of the Reflex Blues Show. I am your host, Donovan Beery, and I have with me Elisa Matheny and Renee Ebert. Is that correct? All right. If we don't really do that, what I do?
It's Elise.
Elise Matheny. Okay. No, I don't mind telling people I pronounce names wrong.
That's cool, then.
Elise Renee. Okay. Yep. And we are up here in wonderful Madden's on Gull Lake in near Brainerd,
yep.
Minnesota. So yep. for design camp. How long have you guys been involved with design camp, by the way?
This is my third year on the committee and my first year as co-chair.
Okay.
This is my sixth year involved with design camp.
Okay. And what's the difference? Like, co-chairing, that's a big responsibility.
Yes.
like I don't think... I was on the AIGA Nebraska board, and mm-hmm. they there were stories of they had a art farm. They did it 2 years before I was on the board, and there are stories of how much work that is. Mm-hmm. And then you guys not only have the 5 keynote speakers, but also like 20-some breakout sessions. And this event is being held probably 3 hours from where you live. So I assume there's some logistics and coordination that goes above and beyond what your typical speaker in a photography gallery would be like.
Oh, yes. There's a lot of emailing and over-the-phone coordinating that
yes.
half-blind, but it seems to all work out fine in the end.
What got you guys involved with camp? What was it that made you say, like, not only do I like to attend the event, I want to, like, run this thing?
Well, for me, I attended as a student at first, and then I wanted to get more involved and meet people and kind of see how the event was put together. So I got on the committee, and then I started chairing the committee after that, and now I'm on the board, so it just kind of snowballed into getting more and more involved. So
yeah, kind of same for me. I'd never been to camp before I started the committee, but I was kind of back and forth between Wisconsin and the cities right after college, and I wanted to be back in the cities and be more involved with AIGA, and I heard there was an opening on the committee, so I emailed and jumped in the first chance I got, and it's been every year since. So.
No, that's wonderful. So we went to the dinner last night, which you guys have an opening dinner for the volunteers and the speakers and some of the sponsors. And even seeing that, you're like, you realize like it's a large amount of people just for what has to help run this thing. But it's also remarkable like how few there are when I realize how much work goes into this. Like it's an all volunteer committee, and you guys do a great job at it. But one of the – so I was sitting with Emily Cohen, and she's one of your breakout presenters, mm-hmm. and Emily's great. We've had her on the show years ago. But she mentioned that all the keynote speakers that are at this event, she's never actually seen them speak. So, like a lot of times you go to events, you go to, like, HOW or AIGA National is next week, and there's a lot of people that you see here and there. So I'm just – she was kind of wondering, how did you guys locate – these speak because I mean these are good speakers. I know right. they've done talks before, but they're not mm-hmm. like the first list of what you've seen before, which just kind of makes this event unique and fun.
We tend to look for people that have something to say and find something interesting in what they do, whether they're a speaker or not that goes around to conferences. We really want to hear what they have to say, so that is more of the basis of how we choose speakers rather than people who are around doing the circuit.
Mm-hmm. And also, we kind of like to have a variety and kind of touch on all ends of the practice. Like, we're all designers, but, I mean, we have James, who does hand lettering and typography, and we have Kate, who does illustration and teaching. Val is more web and
UX.
UX. And so we just kind of touch base on all sorts of the practices. We got an in-house guy. I mean, we just try to appeal to as many people as we can.
No, that's great. And then the breakout sessions, Emily being from New York, but most of those I believe you guys get kind of from a local area because you guys are, it is a volunteer group, and this is AIGA chapters where they do have to stay sustainable. So I know a lot of those you get, and you guys have so much talent in the Twin Cities that I know, I believe most of those you pull from the Twin Cities.
Exactly. There's a whole wealth of talent here, so we might as well utilize it and get people to share their knowledge with campers.
So. I think it's wonderful because I think one of the things that's overlooked at a lot of AIJ chapters is they never have local people speak. And so I guess they're not really local if they have to drive 2 hours, but they it is the opportunity to kind of showcase some of the members you have in your own city.
Right. And one thing that's unique about Design Camp is it's a much more intimate experience than other conferences. So the presenters and the keynotes, they mingle with all of the campers and they really get to have a conversation. So it's really great to have those local people talking to the attendees, and then they can foster relationships beyond that. And it's beneficial for both the presenters and the attendees. So it's a really great experience for that.
No, I think you guys are doing a wonderful job. So we'll be right back with Renee and Elise. So yeah, you guys are, I mean, this has just kicked off. We're at the first session, and I know you guys have the look that I think I always had when having to run an event, but it was never this big, where you're like, wow, it's actually happening. Like, this event's launched, and I feel like I should relax a little bit, but I also know, like, kind of worried that things still going on and probably checking emails all day long. And
yep, yeah. Today is the first day in probably about a month I haven't received more than 30 emails. By like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. So, I mean, it's great to see all that stress and worrying and double checking and touching base with a million different people pay off. And this weekend is the time that you see it all.
Yeah. And I'm going to assume that based on how the first half day has gone here, that when you guys get back in the office on Monday, it'll be a deluge of emails on a great event.
I hope so, yes.
Yeah, we get comments and praise for it for weeks and months afterwards, so it's really great to hear people enjoy it. That's probably the best thing afterwards is we put in all this hard work, and then at the end, people are so excited about the experience that they had, and they leave here inspired, and that's such a great feeling to know that we were part of that.
Okay. Well, since we've actually got the event underway, what is the one thing, now that the work part of it's half done, that you guys are actually most looking forward to seeing or doing during the event? Like, what's your personal favorite part of this actual conference?
I'm really looking forward to karaoke tonight. I mean, it's always good time at Design Camp. But, I mean, this keynotes in general this year.
Yeah, and I'm told that we had a Design Camp first with James already doing karaoke last night.
I heard. I missed it.
But he was up there at least 4 times. So I got in there, and he was already, I think he was on the mic singing Garth Brooks' Rodeo.
So James was up there, and he went up about 4 times. Yeah. But Johnny was also up there, and he went up like 7 times. So there's a lot of excitement for the keynotes and karaoke. So normally the keynotes wait until Friday to start their karaoke. So it's the first to get them up there. Pre-camp.
I'm guessing it's because he's phoning in his whole presentation, so he's like, I don't care, I'll just start karaokeing right away. that's my assumption, but I'm probably wrong.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I think some of the best parts of camp are not during the scheduled activities. It's during the time that you get to talk to people and hang out and just have fun.
Oh, no, and I think it was the HAL conference this year where they actually booked in earlier the year when I went. They actually booked in a lot more. They shortened the speeches by 15 minutes and then added 15 minutes between talks. And it really made a difference because, as you said, like, that's when you actually seem to have the fun. Otherwise, you can watch a lot of these presentations online or the people who've talked before, but you don't, mm-hmm. you lose that experience.
Well, along those lines with the presentations, because we don't record the presentations at Design Camp, it's you have to be here to get it. So the keynotes kind of take that as a cue where they share more things at Design Camp that they don't share with other audiences because it's out there. So you tend to get a lot more personal stories coming out in the keynotes, which is always fun.
Thank you. So how many people are actually involved with making this on? Because I kind of saw them in the room last night, but how many people are actually on the board, and how many volunteers actually work at this event? And I think last year we recorded with a couple of the volunteers. We did a little show with them to kind of get their experience. So
yeah, there's 12 people on the committee, and then the board helps out.
The board doesn't really have much involvement in the planning part besides approving.
Oh, this is definitely an event you need a subcommittee on. Like you can't. Yeah. That would be your entire board meeting for the year is probably planning this. Yeah. You wouldn't do anything else.
Yeah, the board is only involved in the creative reviews, but yeah, it's just the committee, and a lot of the work is in the co-chairs.
So. Yeah, it's a lot of fun, but I mean, within our subcommittee of the board, there's subcommittees that we all spread off and tackle our own little areas. So,
like, I assume somebody's in charge of, because you guys have the exhibition hall tonight, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we have people who handle all the sponsors, people who facilitate the workshops, people who plan all the events, and then co-chairs mainly oversee everything, do all the actual event coordination.
And the coordination with creative and the printers and stuff like that, the logistical stuff.
Mm-hmm. We get all your sweatshirts, your lanyards, your maps, your...
Oh, and by the way, the swag bags are out of all the conferences I've gone to, this year's swag bags are the best I've seen.
Oh, nice.
Because first off, there's very little I'm going to throw away. A lot of times they're filled with things where I'm like, I like it, but I'm going to look at it, and then I feel bad about taking so much of it. Mm-hmm. But there were cards for gambling.
Mm-hmm.
There was a drink ticket for free beer. And you had a sweatshirt. So that is the holy trinity of swag bags.
And a notebook, because you can't go wrong with a notebook.
Probably to mark down my gambling problem with the cards.
Your debts.
Yeah. So yeah, between the gambling and the cards and the sweatshirts, which I love over the t-shirts because it's very, very site specific.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, like everyone loves the conference t-shirt, but up here it's like that sweatshirt gets worn during the event, especially if it's like it was last year, which this year is gorgeous.
Oh, I'm loving the weather
so
this
blessed
year.
This year. It is sunshine, and I was checking the weather every day for the last week, like, please no rain, please no rain.
Yeah.
But, I mean, last year we had sleet and wind. And
that's kind of cold.
Yeah, they called off a bonfire last year. I was short at a bonfire, but
yeah,
this year looks good.
Mm-hmm. And I have a trunk full of marshmallows, so we're set for s'mores.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. It's karaoke and s'mores tonight. I'm looking forward to it. So, all right. Best of luck on the rest of the event. Thank you, Elise and Renee, for your time. The Reflex Blue Show with Donovan Beery is hosted at 36point.com. Music by Dustlab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab. Thank you.